Yeah, I had a puncture out there and left here. No, I didn't. But my fan belt broke. Before I got that woman's house, you know, I went on walking. I looked back here, he coming behind me. Come down off his place. He's got a wood laying all the way down that road, you know. And got a good crap. He said, don't look now, that fan belt broke on me. I'm afraid I'd burn it up. And I'm going to walk on out and get me a fan belt on my car. That brown Chevrolet, you seen it, ain't I said, the belt broke on me. He said, get in the car, I'll tell you, I can get you one tomorrow. Do good, you do good. Uh-huh. Lord bless you, it's because people don't believe it's the creator of this world. This world didn't come as set.
That's the truth.
It didn't come as too plain here. You know, your son don't never get out of it. Nothing. God. I was reading, I was telling them boys out there, a bunch of colored fellas yesterday, we all sitting down in the tree, they talking about the Bible. And they said this, one of them said this, said Moses was the same as Jesus Christ. That's what they're arguing about. Then Paul asked me, because I thought you're wrong now. Moses was a disciple, just like we were supposed to be. I said, Jesus was God without a man. God, he was Mary to conceive him without any man. He's got all power, he can do what he wants. You can compare Moses. Moses was his disciple. He talked personally with Moses, just like he did Abraham. What happened? I think I told you about that yesterday. Abraham was a servant, faithful.
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
What?
He had some land like my daddy. Left that land for us, I count. Said Moses. And everybody had their part. And they got confused there. Couldn't get along. But Abraham served God. God talked with Abraham and told him one day, he said, Abraham, I want you to leave your kingdom. I want you to go to Cain. So I'm going to make you a great nation. His wife was 90 years old and they never found a baby. He got a girlfriend on the outside, fine on. So they go to sacrifice once a year. Watch this.
And walked to where?
A place called the Sacrament.
Yeah.
You know what happened there?
What?
The women had found him, they gave him so much honor, he grieved his wife being a bald woman in that bunch. Uh-huh. Even that girlfriend, she got that record from that one boy she had got. He wasn't legal, though.
Yeah. Watch this. Okay.
So she grieved in there. She went to weeping and crying. Her husband looked around and saw his wife was crying. He went out there and crying, complaining.
Yeah.
And said, what's wrong? You actually, had she been drinking wine or something? He said, no. She's praying to God to let her get a child, a boy child. Made God a promise up there at Sacrament. If he let her get a boy by her husband Abraham, he's present too. But she gave back to him. Twice this morning. All right. He had him to leave. After that, he went to him and talked with him. Jesus Christ went to him and talked just like we do. Say, Abraham, I want you to leave your kingdom. There's a place I want you to go called Cain. So he had a nephew that called up, Lot. When he told him, I said, I'm going to make you a great nation. That means chummer. Abraham fell on his face. The Bible said he laughed. He didn't laugh because he tickled just the idea. He's 100 years old. His wife is not. You're going to make me a great nation. And he did do it. Oh, so many years after the woman did find a child. Found a boy. That's like he asked for. Like I asked for that bright balloon when you saw yesterday. I asked God for him sitting right here. I said, she ain't got nothing to do with it. Begged the Lord to give me a boy in the bunch. So he did so. Oh, well, let me finish Abraham. so many years after he'd been there a long time.